Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
All right, back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, their 23rd annual Earth Day celebration. Get this, it's coming up a week from Saturday, the 20th of April, 10 a.m. until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Free hot dogs and popcorn, and the Electric Griddle food truck out there serving up the grilled cheese. That is MTE's Earth Day celebration. It's going to be free fun for the whole family. RCEarthDay.com online. We are chatting with Jennifer Sanchez. She is joining us today from Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Good to have you too.
We were just talking. It's been a minute, it seems. the calendar this year, I was telling you before, it's been weird. There's been like extra Mondays in the month and just kind of weird stuff. So, but good to have you. How have things been going?
Good. Well, yeah, you know, I actually, I don't mind the rain. It's helping to grow some things.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to just sun and spring and going into summer. So I'm looking forward to summer.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, you've got everybody on the road going out and talking about Steered Straight too. So as school begins to kind of wind down.
It does. But, you know, for Michael, just because of where he might, you know, where he goes, especially for the Northeast area, I mean, school goes for a bit. We end kind of on the shoulder side, but we also start earlier, too. So for Michael, really, I think there's only like 2 or 3 weeks in July.
Really?
That he's really not at a school. I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Because just so how the school starts in different places, he pretty much, because a lot like up in Wisconsin, like they go in, even Illinois, you know, they go into that first week or two of June or mid-June. There are some schools that go all year round. So there's, it's only, he only gets a couple weeks off in July, really.
Wow. And then keep him on the road.
He does. I mean, he'll get right into the prisons. So if, you know, the schools do become a little bit lower, he'll get himself into more prisons at that time too. But a lot of teachers are still in session. So he'll also do the sessions with the teachers also.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. Wasn't really, you know, I guess we always think of our little microcosm, you know, here, right? So,
yeah, everywhere he goes, it's a lot. So he can do it almost all year.
Yeah. Well, I meant to have you talk about what Steered Straight is, what you do, the ministry part of it, and then part of the thrift store and how that helps.
Yeah. Thank you. So Steered Straight, the mission is Michael DeLeon and his wife Darla. They have been team partners in this for, 18 years now that they've been doing the ministry. It's his story and part of her story too. There is a story for her also, but she doesn't share it as much. Mm-hmm. But it's his story in a nutshell. Been there, done that. Started 11 years old, handing that cigarette to him, handing that cup of beer to him, handing the joint to him, because he went through a lot. Parents got divorced. There's just a lot. There's a lot of heartache to his story for sure. And older people came around and just offered this and that, and he thought it was cool. He thought it was relaxing, and at 11, he just got right into it. Then eventually became a drug dealer. Went to jail a few different times for a few different stints. But then he went to jail for a long time, almost 12 years. And while he was in prison, there was a TV show on there called Scared Straight. And he was part of that TV show. And he just really felt, how do I get ahead of it? I mean, why scare juveniles that are just going to be like tough and don't care and mm-hmm. be like whatever as you're trying to scare them to not do the wrong thing? He's like, we need to get ahead of it. And that's where he came up with Steered Straight and getting into schools and talking. And he didn't talk to churches, too. So getting it. But the majority is schools, getting into schools and talking to the students, grade school through high school. So all ages, just about his story, what he did. And he had lots of people, especially teachers, you know, year after year, Michael, what's wrong? Can I help you? So he had a lot of people in his world reaching out to him and trying to help him. And he says, listen to that teacher. If that teacher comes up to you and says, I see something, let me help you, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, talk to them. So he really encourages the students to talk to the teachers.
That's awesome. And this is in schools all around the country.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like I said, 18 years I've been doing this. Thousands and thousands and thousands of kids. And he also has a prison ministry in this too, that he works prisons, talks to teachers, he talks to parents, so there's like a parent academy. So he hits a lot, he gets out there and talks to anybody who will listen.
And no slowing down either, right?
No, not even in the summertime. He gets a little bit of a break in July. That's about it.
Keep him on the road. And so how long have you been with the thrift store?
So I'm going on 3 years with them, but I've actually known them for four. Our thrift store, the thrift store itself has been going on for 4 years. I met them when they got it started, and probably about 7 or 8 months into it, I joined the team. So we're going on 4 years altogether with the store, and we back the ministry. So we're a not-for-profit. Our profits go to keep him out there because not every school has money. Some schools have money, some schools don't, and he doesn't want to leave any child behind. So if he's got to stay an extra day somewhere, our store covers the cost for him to stay in that hotel one more day because it's not coming from the school, or the flight has to change, or whatever that might look like. So our money backs him to help him stay out there, especially with schools that cannot afford to have him. Because all schools have like a small government grant that allow programs to come in and talk to students. But some are smaller and bigger than others, or non-existent.
Or if you're taking a trip and you've got, four schools in 2 days, there's a cost to have to stay overnight somewhere.
There is. So we try taking over that, yes.
Well, and tell us where you're located.
So, yes, people who've lived here forever, it's the Old Mercury. So it's 1007, and it's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You do need to put in that Junior Boulevard and put in Murfreesboro, because there is a MLK in every major city.
That's true.
So, and unfortunately, I've had someone call from Nashville. Well, where are you at? I'm on MLK. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's Murfreesboro. make sure you put in that borough. We're an old, I know you this better.
AG Sporting Goods.
Yes, the sporting goods store. I know you knew that better.
Yeah, right across the street from where Roses used to be.
Yes.
So back in the day.
So that's where us. We look small on the outside, but we're actually quite large on the inside.
Yeah, very deep building.
Yes, very deep building.
Well, tell us about some things going on there. I know you were telling me that you're collecting Bibles.
We are. So we do have a give area for the homeless or anybody who might be in need. We have a give area, and that's usually full of small toiletries. So if you got that collection of going to the hotels and you have all those small little shampoo bottles or bath bottles or whatever, or toothpaste, we have an area for that. So we'll take your toiletry items. We put in clothes in there. We put in blankets, socks, underwear all the time. But part of it is also Bibles. So we collect Bibles and give Bibles away. So we don't charge for Bibles. And another ministry actually called me about a month ago and said, hey, can we get Bibles from you guys? And I'm like thinking, yeah, sure, why not? We get lots of Bibles. I feel like the Bible thing just went down a little bit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we need some Bibles. Because I want to be able to give this other ministry. Because we have ministries call us all the time. I'd say probably every other month and say, hey, can you give this? We've got a homeless bin, but we're really low on clothes. Can you give us clothes? Sure, not a problem. Give me a couple weeks to figure that out for you. So this ministry gave me a call about a month ago and said, hey, can we get Bibles from you? And I'm like, yeah, not a problem. I'd like to be able to give him more. I have the rest of April to call. I'm going to call him at the end of April and be like, here you go. And his ministry, he's turning around and he's going right back into the borough. So he wants to go back into the borough and witness and ministry to our local people right here and hand them Bibles to them. So it's staying right here local. I do have a give area for that.
Okay. So you can just pop those by at Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. We have Jennifer Sanchez joining us here today. So we're getting ready for spring, I guess, right, in the store?
Yeah. We're pushed out that winter. I feel everybody loves it. We've got the spring clothes out. We're actually going to get out tank tops this week and swimwear. I know. I feel like we can go swimming with all this rain. We already have the shorts, we got the capris, we got the t-shirts out right now for men and women and kiddo. Our kiddo line is all set up and ready for spring, summer. We're going to get out the tank tops and swimwear. And this weekend, I'm going to have like a spring fling sale for the clothes that are coming out on the floor and also into our furniture.
All right. So spring fling, I'm ready for spring. I don't know about you.
Yes, I am. Hands down, I am totally ready for that. Yes, yes.
So in the spring, we get ready for summer, and then the summer, we get ready for fall. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes, isn't it?
Wait, shh. No, no. Spring to summer.
Spring to summer.
That's all we're looking at. I am right there. That's me.
Well, you mentioned those, you know, swim trunks and things of that nature. So it's going to be a few months for that, but I guess people are looking.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, they are. They are. Oh, yeah. As soon as we started bringing spring out, oh my gosh, we could not keep it on the floor. It's going. It's going. People are wanting spring. So we're already actually doing really well with what we got on the floor, but I just want to have that welcoming. Our floor will be completely changed over by this weekend. And like I said, getting the tank tops and the swimwear out. So, but yeah, so we'll do like a spring fling this weekend, and we'll have it on furniture too. I've actually got some furniture pieces right now that are 75% off.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got, some sofa love seat chairs. Nice. They're leather. I got them at 75% off. I've got more stuff coming in, which is a blessing. It is a blessing. And I just need to move some stuff out. So yeah, if you've got sofas or, chairs, kitchen, dining, something like that, that's big, I can come and pick that up on Wednesdays, or you can always bring it to the store and donate to us right at the store. So yeah, we've got a box truck that can come out there and pick up those larger items of yours.
And that's once a week, Wednesday?
Yeah, on Wednesdays. So this Wednesday, I've got on my schedule a whole house. They are moving to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
I know. Lucky them, right? Yes. They're moving to Hawaii, and so they're giving us a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't have room. So so yeah, I've got some items that are 75% off because I
gotta make room.
I got to make room.
Well, that's a good thing there.
Yeah, so. It is a good thing. We are blessed. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're
well,
blessed.
That's why we said, you know, the name of the store, Steer Straight to Furniture and Thrift. So
yes.
Got a good selection there. And Jennifer, thanks for coming in today. It's been fun.
Thank you. Oh, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank
Jennifer
you.
Sanchez joining us today. And again, you can find our friends at Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That is the old Mercury for the old timers here, and where AG Sporting Goods used to be if you're old as dirt like me. So hope you have a great day, everybody. And if you missed part of the show, check the podcast, WGNSradio.com. Just look for Rutherford Issues.